Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More developments over the weekend. The president, President Trump, made what he called a compromise offer to Democrats. Democrats rejecting it out of hand, saying that first we need negotiations. First we need to reopen the government before negotiations can resume. So has anything changed? Let's go live to Washington now, CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, what's the latest? Has anything changed about this shutdown?
Nope.
That's what I expected.
A simple question, get a simple answer. No, no change. But let's just talk about what has happened. What we have seen in the last two or three days is the first movement in a month. The president has made an offer. Democrats have rejected the offer. Democrats, it was reported, might have been working on an offer of their own of hundreds of millions more dollars for technology on the border. We have not heard a response to that from the White House, but you can imagine that it'll be no, because the president wants his wall. Democrats oppose the wall. The president has offered something that Democrats say is not nearly enough, which is some kind of a codification of the DACA program that his administration is actually seeking Supreme Court intervention to overturn, and suggesting that perhaps the DACA population could be protected from deportation for three more years, and the temporary protected status for people who come to this country from disaster-stricken countries will be extended for three more years. But the president is demanding $5.7 billion for a wall that Democrats have described as immoral and a symbol of division that they won't support. So the shutdown will continue. There is no end in sight. The one thing that will be interesting is when the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, follows through on the president's promise to have this on the floor of the Senate, and whether Democratic senators will all be on the record in lockstep opposing it. Now, it seems that the White House, Jared Kushner, Vice President Pence, the president himself, are all thinking that they might be able to apply some political pressure on moderate Democrats and try to peel some of them off. So far, their calculations have been off, trying to guess that they might be able to apply pressure on Democrats. Democratic leaders are steadfast, and their rank and file have stood behind them.
And, Stephen, I've read that the president is even hearing it from the other side as well. Some more conservative members of the party aren't happy with the fact that he made that offer about the DACA and the amnesty, so-called amnesty, at all.
And the president's stumbling as he tries to square that circle, because he said something on Twitter over the weekend that didn't help his case with those people on the far right who oppose amnesty. And what he said was that this, what he's offering, is not amnesty, but he will offer amnesty later in a broader deal. Well, that's not exactly what they wanted to hear.
Right.
And so it's not going to get any easier. What is only going to get harder is the lives of the people who are suffering through working now a month for the federal government without knowing when their paychecks will come.
Are there some deadlines coming up in that regard? I know this coming Friday would be another payday, wouldn't it?
That's right. Now, I think it depends on which agency you're working for, and we try to make this as simple as possible for people so everyone can understand it on a similar basis, but the bottom line is that the paychecks would start going out on Friday. The key date is Tuesday. Again, different agencies have different payroll dates. You're going to hear something simple. It's nothing is ever simple, especially when it comes to the operations of the federal government.
Yeah.
But yes, as early as Friday, another round of paychecks will go out. The stubs will say $0.
Has there ever been any talk? I mean, obviously, the issue of the wall is the huge stumbling block here, as big as a wall. Is there ever any hope that perhaps there might be some barrier, partial barrier, where perhaps they really do need a barrier and some funding for that? And so the president can claim he got part of his wall, but the rest of it is not funded to that dollar amount that he wants.
Well, the president wants something he can call a wall. Democrats oppose anything the president can call a wall. the best argument the White House has been making is that Democrats have been on both sides of this, saying they support physical barriers, saying they oppose illegal immigration, voting for barriers, voting to prop up border security. But things are different now. And one of the things that the White House pointed to was, for example, California Democratic Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren actually supported this Bridge Act, as it's called, to codify the DACA protections. But that was, as it was in the case of Dick Durbin, the Illinois Democratic senator, that was before Donald Trump took office. It was before the Democrats took control of the House.
Right.
And so their argument is, well, the political dynamic is different. And by the way, Democrats control the House of Representatives, the people's House. And why is the president setting the terms when the president should be accepting what the House passes first?
It is complicated. Stephen, thank you for the update. Of course, we'll be following it all week.
You bet.
CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.